Hello everyone, it's Julia here for day 59 of Future Teens of Medicine, and today we're going to be discussing pulmonology. Pulmonary medicine is a subspecialty of internal medicine that focuses on the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of conditions that affect the lungs and respiratory tract. Pulmonologists often perform specialized procedures to get samples from the inside of the chest or inside of the lungs. They use radiographic techniques to view vasculature of the lungs and heart to assist with diagnosis. Pulmonologists have expertise in the following types of respiratory disorders: infectious, structural, inflammatory, neoplastic, and autoimmune. In terms of a working environment, a pulmonologist may work in their own office or as part of a multidisciplinary practice. They can also work in hospitals, particularly in intensive care units. While many pulmonologists will maintain a general practice in a hospital, medical office, or outpatient clinic, others will pursue subspecialties that require a little bit of additional training. Common ones include interstitial lung disease, which are characterized by diseases of inflammation and scarring, interventional pulmonology, which involves airway disorders, lung cancer, and pleural diseases, lung transplantation medicine, neuromuscular disease, which are diseases resulting from respiratory muscle failure, obstructive lung disease, which are diseases caused by the narrowing or obstruction of airways, pulmonology, critical care medicine, sleep disordered breathing. Pediatric pulmonology is also a subspecialty of pediatrics, not internal medicine, but it is a part of pulmonology. For this, you must be first board certified in pediatrics before embarking on a fellowship specifically in pulmonology. So while this is specific to pulmonology, you are not going to be completing an internal medicine residency program. Instead, you will be completing a pediatric residency. In terms of education, a pulmonologist must earn a bachelor's degree, complete a four-year medical school program, a three-year residency in internal medicine, unless you're, of course, pursuing pediatric pulmonology. After you complete your residency, you must complete a 2 to 3 year fellowship in pulmonology, and you must pass a specialty board certification exam after you complete your fellowship. You should see a pulmonologist if you are having difficulty breathing, have a persistent cough, are regularly coughing up blood or mucus, smoke, have unexplained weight loss, or have trouble exercising due to breathing problems. Commonly treated conditions include asthma, bronchitis, which is a condition that involves inflammation and excess mucus, bronchitis, which happens when you have an inflamed lower airways, COPD, or constrictive obstructive pulmonary disease, which causes an airflow blockage, emphysema, this happens when the alveoli in your lungs are damaged, interstitial lung diseases, those affect the space and tissue within the lung, and occupational lung diseases, which can occur due to the inhalation of dust, chemicals, or proteins. In earlier weeks, we have done a lesson specific to the respiratory system, so be sure to check out that for further explanation. However, I would like us to recap some of the major parts of the respiratory system. The mouth and nose are openings that pull air from outside your body into your respiratory system. The sinuses are hollow areas between the bones in your head that help regulate the temperature and humidity of the air. The pharynx is the tube that delivers air from the mouth to the nose to the trachea. The trachea is a passage connecting your lungs and the throat. Bronchial tubes are tubes at the end of the windpipe that connect into each lung. Lungs are the two organs that remove oxygen from the air and then pass it into the bloodstream. From those lungs, your bloodstream delivers oxygen to all the organs and other tissues. Muscles and bones also help move the air you inhale in and out of your lungs. Some of those bones and muscles include the diaphragm, which is a muscle that helps your lungs pull in air and push it out. Ribs, bones that surround and protect your lungs in here. When you breathe out, your blood carries carbon dioxide and other waste out of the body. Other components that work with these lungs and blood vessels include alveoli, which are tiny air sacs in the lungs where the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide takes place. The bronchioles are small branches of the bronchial tubes that lead to the alveoli. Capillaries are blood vessels in the alveoli walls that move oxygen and carbon dioxide. The lung lobes are these section of the lungs. There's three lobes on the right lung and two on the left lung. The pleura are thin sacs that surround each lung lobe and separate your lungs from the chest wall. Some of the other components of your respiratory system include cilia, the tiny hairs that move in a wave-like motion to filter dust and other irritants out of your airways, the epiglottis, which is the tissue flap at the entrance of the trachea that closes when you swallow to keep food and liquids out of your airway. The larynx is the hollow organ that allows you to talk and make sounds when air moves in and out. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Remember, if you really would like some extra elaboration, check out our respiratory system lesson from a few weeks ago. That will give you a much more in-depth anatomy overview of the respiratory system. And we hope you guys enjoyed our Day 59 podcast. Have a great rest of your weekend, guys. I'm looking forward to next week.